It's really great. All right, guys, we're going to go back to some podcast guests. You might know this guy in addition to co-hosting the Rewatch podcast where they tackle an episode of Lost every week. He is the co-creator of Cards Against Humanity, which is the reason that we have this sweet theater space. This is Max Temkin.
Yeah! Hey, guys, my name is Max. I am, as Eric said, I'm a co-creator of Cards Against Humanity, and I help make the podcast co-op. So I thought I would tell a couple of short stories about some of Cards Against Humanity's experiences becoming a podcast advertiser. And we had sort of a weird route to this. So I've been listening to podcasts like since they were brand new, when it was just a thing where you could like manually download episodes of NPR podcasts and put them on your iPod. You just like drag the MP3s onto your iPod and like set the artist to like This American Life so you could listen to them all in order. We stayed with podcasts like as like WTF with Mark Maron came on the scene. That opened a lot of stuff up in the kind of the comedy world. Around 2012, 2013, Cards Against Humanity like started to actually make money, and we had like made a company at that point. And we had sort of committed to this idea of Cards Against Humanity that we never wanted to do any deals, we never wanted to do any sales, we never wanted to do any advertising or anything that was like intrusive or obnoxious. But we were really drawn to this idea of podcasts as a really democratic medium where all these cool people could make whatever they want and connect to an audience. And we started thinking about ways that we could support this kind of art that we really liked in a way that felt really authentic for our game. And in doing so, we like actually learned a lot about the medium of podcasting. So we wanted to do, as we were sort of thinking about this, we wanted to do something that was really short that wouldn't interrupt the flow of the episode, because the worst part of an episode is like when there's like 30 podcast ads and they're not 30 seconds, so you can't use the 30-second skip button on the player to blow past them. So we wanted to do something really short and unobtrusive, something that people wouldn't want to skip, and we came up with this idea for like the non-advertising advertisement. This is an example that ran on the podcast Comedy Bang Bang.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang was sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad, so enjoy the show.
So that was like our first successful ad. We started getting like cool comments on Twitter about it, and it was a really clever ad because it's like a non-ad ad. It's like an ad that shows that we like the medium of podcasting, we like the show, and that we're supporting it, but not in a way that's obnoxious, or at least it's like self-aware of its obnoxiousness. So we did that. We did those ads for a long time, and then we started. We also developed like relationships with podcast hosts who turn out to be incredibly cool and funny people. And sort of the next evolution of this was we would take podcasts that we really listened to and really liked and where we had a relationship with the podcaster, and we would do an ad that fit something special about the podcast that showed that we were sort of part of the community of that podcast. So this is one we did with for a new podcast by Mike Hurley and Jason Snell. It's a tech podcast they do together called Upgrade.
Having some variety out there, I think, is nice.
Yeah,
100%. So should we take a break?
Let's do it.
So I'm very excited to say this episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. In lieu of an ad, Cards Against Humanity have requested that I read the following words to you. Rubbish. Bottle. Aluminium. Strawberry. Privacy. Schedule. Garage. Mobile. And advertisement.
You surprised me because you didn't say advertisement. You didn't say strawberry.
Yeah,
so I'm going to pause this one for a second. So what you see happening is like we pay. So normally you pay for like a 30-second ad spot, and we've now used the 30-second ad spot, and the read is over. These are two hosts of the podcast who are just now choosing with their own time to talk about the ad that just ran.
They're trying to catch your Britishisms.
Yeah, I think they got them. But what I do want to say about Cards Against Humanity, which is
not part of the ad,
is that I love them very much. I love everything that they do. So please go to cardsagainsthumanity.com, check out what they do, and buy everything. Thank you so much to Cards Against Humanity for sponsoring this week's episode of Upgrade and for supporting Real AFM.
Yay!
And they go through and talk about the whole list of words. So that was sort of, that one was a big revelation for us. And we've continued working with Mike, too, to do, like, we're still doing podcasts, especially for these new shows that he's launching. So he just sort of retooled a show called Inquisitive, where he interviews someone every week about their favorite album. So we're doing this series of ads.
Let me thank our final sponsor for this week's episode of Inquisitive, and that is Cards Against Humanity. They think the funniest thing in the world is playing the first few seconds of a 90s pop song and then stopping it abruptly, like this. My thanks to you.
So one of the that was like a huge lesson for us, was just like trying to bake in those little jokes and have this really fun back and forth and contribute to like the culture of the show. So one of the other really tough ones we wanted to sponsor was a podcast we love called Roderick on the Line. It's kind of a curious podcast. It's a weekly call between Merlin Mann, who's sort of a internet personality and just an interesting guy, and John Roderick, who's a musician. And they just have these great conversations. It's a podcast that shouldn't work because it's like two white dudes just talking for an indiscriminate period of time, but it really does work. It's great. And they have this recurring bit where at the top of the podcast, John Roderick sings a little like Merlin Mann jingle, and Merlin's not a musician, so he has nothing to say back to that. So here's how that a lot of their episodes open with that sort of bit.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi, Merlin.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Merlin. Man. You know what? It's been a long time. You ready? I'm going to give it to you good. You ready?
Sure.
John!
So we commissioned a series of jingles for Merlin to use to like greet John back. And these sort of started evolving over time. So we worked with a bunch of different sort of just nerd musicians we're friends with. So here's Molly Lewis. The Double Clicks. Here's Paul and Storm. And that they actually had so much fun doing that, they did another one for next month, which is unheard as of this moment, but I will play it for you guys. And these ads have also led to these great moments on the show where it's some of the only times, if you listen to Roderick on the Line, like they don't talk about it's not a self-aware podcast, like they're not talking about the podcast on the podcast. And it's been some of the only times that they've like become self-referential talking about how much they like these things. So here's one more.
This episode of Roderick on the Line is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. This month, they asked Marion Call to help me say hi to John.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi, Merlin.
How's it going? It's Roderick time, John Roderick time.
Wow, what a good theme.
That's a cover. That's a cover of...
Is that Salt and Pepper?
It's Marion Call. Hi, Marion Call, and she does the... I'm getting inside the looking glass here. That's the segment. She greets you this week with that. You don't know that yet, because this episode doesn't exist yet. Do it again?
Yeah, do it again.
I can't do the harmonies. It's Roderick time, John Roderick time.
Wow.
It's 5 seconds long.
Marion Call.
We've got some good ones. I don't even listen to the program, but one of our sponsors commissioned someone to reach you on the episodes. This is a show you do with me.
So I'll do two more really quickly. So this one was one from a podcast called Accidental Tech Podcast, ATP. It's one of the big tech podcasts, and one of the hosts of the podcast is a guy that we're really big fans of. He's John Siracusa, and he's kind of, he does these amazing sort of like exacting breakdowns of like all the problems of everything in technology. And there was a joke on his previous podcast that he could find problems with a toaster and do a whole episode with that. So of course he did a whole episode about the industrial design of toasters and ripped them apart, and it was great fun. And it's sort of become a running joke that he did a whole episode about toasters. So we wanted to sponsor XNL Tech Podcast, and I came up with this idea that every month we would send John Siracusa a toaster, and he would review the toaster and do the weekly toaster review, and that would be our ad. And they actually want, they said no, they said John will never do that, and we actually have, they sent us this great audio clip of after a show one day, they pitched that to John, and they were like, I know you said no to, we're pretty sure you would say no to this, but here's an idea from Cards, would you do it? And he's like, yeah, I'd do that, that'd be funny. And this is how that came out.
This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. Now, they didn't want us to read a typical sponsor ad. What they did instead was send John a toaster.
This is really happening. I cannot believe it.
So, John, all they wanted to do for this ad read was for you to review this toaster compared to your the toaster.
Well, hold on. Can we set the stage here since this is the first one? What is the toaster, and what is the particular reviewed toaster?
It's already not enough time for me to review this toaster. I don't want to go too much into context. So I think when I save for the after show, I will talk more about this toaster. But the context is that I did a podcast a while ago called Hypercritical. One episode, I talked about my difficulty finding a toaster that I found satisfying. In response to that episode, a bunch of nice people got me as a sort of joke gift at WWDC a fancy toaster that I probably would not have bought myself. And that's the one I'm using right now. That's the context of it. That's why it's funny to apparently send me toasters. So I have received the toaster. It is the Black & Decker T capital O 1303SB. I just want to note that the model number is both a capital O and a zero. This is a four-based four-slice toaster, and by the way, these are all toaster ovens. Please do not send me things about, I should get a slot toaster. I know
this goes on for like 15 minutes, which has got to be the longest podcast ad in the history of podcasts, and we've been doing this for a few months, and they've gotten, like, we get, like, these great Twitter comments, and someone actually composed a John Siracusa toaster review theme song that runs ahead of the ads now.
Our first one this week is Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, yes.
Siracusa talking about toasters.
So, John, what is the toaster oven of the week?
Well, this week we have the Proctor Silex.
It's a great podcast outside of our ads, but really good with them. I'll finish this up with one more, and also just by saying, like, I think we learned a really cool lesson just by playing around with this format and going from like kind of a trick of like the non-ad to something that was really silly, like making Mike Hurley say British words, to something that people actually like the toaster reviews. By just learning, like, how much of podcasts and everything else in life is people just wanting to feel like they belong to something and they're part of this group. And we've been very selective in the podcasts we choose, and we try and pick the ones where we listen to it and we feel that affinity as listeners. It's just a really powerful thing, not just for selling something to someone, but just for giving a good experience to someone and supporting something that you like, just to remember why people listen to it, which is they want to be part of that group and they like the feeling of community that they get from that. So completely unrelated to that advice, this is the greatest podcast ad we ever did. We got an ad from someone who sells, from our friend Lex at the Midroll, who sells podcasts, and he says, hi Max, hope all is well. Next week, Gilbert Gottfried has Billy West on his podcast and iTunes is featuring it all week. Would Cards Against Humanity be interested? And we took about 20 minutes to figure out what we wanted the ad to be, replied back to Lex, and got it almost instantly. And here was that ad.
This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. If you're an advertisement, then ask me to proudly recite Bill Pullman's speech from him.
Good morning, good morning! In less than an hour, an aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind! That word should have new meaning for all of us today! We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore! We will be united by our common interests! Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July! And you will once again be fighting for our freedom! Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation! We're fighting for our right to live, to exist, and should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Max.
Again, it bears repeating that Max is also one of the godfathers and patrons of this wonderful co-op. And I also want to on the record that Scott Aukerman and Gilbert Gottfried have now been on your stories, kind of.